You know, Yael, robots are usually hard and metallic. But now scientists are working on soft robots. But why would anybody need a soft robot?
Because we need robots that can squeeze into tight spaces, mold to their surroundings, and handle delicate objects safely. Soft robots would be especially useful for biomedical applications. They're also very interesting to roboticists, material scientists, and researchers focused on advanced manufacturing techniques.
Those sound like good reasons for making soft robots, but I have trouble imagining what a soft robot would look like.
In 2016, a team of biomedical engineers from Harvard and Cornell universities reported that they made the first entirely soft autonomous robot. It was a biologically inspired robot shaped like an octopus and made of a flexible, rubbery substance.
But Yael, robots need lots of hard parts such as motors, batteries, and electronic circuitry. So I don't see how a fully soft robot is even possible.
Don, to build a soft robot, you have to think differently. Instead of electronics, the soft robot control system uses the flow of fluids. It has a complex array of tiny fluid channels and chambers with a system of pressure-activated valves and switches that control the flow of fluid, accomplishing the same job as electronics.
Very impressive. But how does it move without motors?
It uses a liquid fuel that can be turned into a gas by a chemical reaction. Not only does the pressure of the gas propel fluid through the system of channels and valves, but it inflates chambers in the arms, causing them to move. The first version just moves its arms in alternation. Later versions will swim, crawl, and interact with their environment.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.